WCBS News Time 3:40. Staten Island has suffered the most deaths in New York because of Sandy. The devastation just takes your breath away. The American Red Cross is there trying to provide some relief. Spokeswoman Patricia Bellinger is joining us live on the WCBS News Line. Patricia, thank you for joining us this afternoon. What is the Red Cross? What is the Red Cross doing for Staten Islanders?
Well, we have mobile feeding vehicles out distributing hot meals all over Staten Island. I just got finished from handing out some meals myself. We had about 150 that we handed out just in this one street on Oakwood out there. I tell you, people were glad to have a hot meal after so long without electricity.
The losses really are tremendous on Staten Island. What are Staten Islanders telling you?
You know, I have to say they have been so gracious. People that we ran into were just saying thank you. Obviously, it is heartbreaking to see your community go through this, and I know that Staten Island was hit hard during 9/11 as well. They're just bonding together and dealing with it and being New Yorkers, and they're being very gracious hosts and very thankful to us.
Since you've been there, could you tell us what you have seen and witnessed?
Yeah, so what I've seen is you definitely see some downed trees, but a lot of the structures are still standing, and most of the damage is from the flooding that occurred, so piles of debris that people have cleared out from their homes. And so we're just seeing a lot of people out there working, clearing out the soaked carpets and furniture and whatnot from their homes. And as we're driving through, we're stopping by, giving them some water and some hot meals. Because I know if you stop too far away, you know, they're busy working, so we want to go to them and bring that food to them.
So despite the destruction, you're seeing really a lot of strength in the people of Staten Island.
I would say so. You know, and I'm in town from Colorado, but I went to grad school during 9/11, and it's the same thing I saw there. Is New Yorkers have incredible resiliency and an incredible sense of community, and you can see everyone really coming together. We've seen wonderful generosity and support for the Red Cross. We have thousands of Red Cross workers from here as well as around the country in total, and also neighbors helping neighbors with additional things like diapers and clothing. So it's a strong community.
I would think people are very happy to get a hot meal, especially after these cold days without any power, many people without water, and even others who lost their home. They lost everything.
Yeah, you know, I ran into a woman today, gave her some food, and she actually burst into tears, and she said, I'm so sorry, I'm crying. It's not the tragedy. I'm so happy and I'm so grateful. She said, I'm out of gas. I'm out of food. I didn't know if I was going to eat today. And so it was just a hot meal. It's such a simple thing. And I tell you, it brought me to tears as well to know that something so simple could make such an impact on someone.
Patricia Bellinger of the Red Cross, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
WCBS News Time, 3:43.